من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا، رحمة للعالمين، أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل وسلم. والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، وعجل فرجهم وارحم أوليائهم وأهلك أعدائهم. Amma ba, salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe, the one who has created his universe according to certain rules and principles. Those rules and principles are such that they will never finish. They are the principles by which the water cycle goes, the clouds come, the rain comes, the water goes back, the mountains are standing, the trees are producing the oxygen, the fruits are there, the vegetables are there, humanity or all of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being sustained. With the 280 billion galaxies in the universe that He has created, with trillions of planets and stars, we are the smallest planet on His creation. And this smallest planet that we have, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, we are among those individuals who are living on this earth, and this earth is providing for us all of the means that are necessary for the physical bodies of ours to grow. There are certain principles by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to grow our spirit. The spirit that all of us have, the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He placed inside of our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that pure soul demands that in this world there should be those resources together by which this pure soul can elevate it itself to become the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of this earth. The reason why you see the oppression around the world is that people have gathered all of the resources to have this physical body to be sustained for a few, but for the rest there is oppression and poverty. But the reason why the soul is not able to progress, the soul is not able to get to the heights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for it, that there is a war going on right now. And that World War III that we are all in is not the war of the bodies, it's not the war of guns, it's not the war of weapons. But this war that we are in, that all of us are in, and you see the victims of that war, it is the war of ideology and values. When you understand that ideology in Islam is the core principle by which Islam allows humanity to be able to grow, as in that spirit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has embraced inside of all of us, and those people who are creating that ideology that is going to imprison the soul of humanity, for them the ideology is control. The control that they want is that control which is going to sustain their bodies, and it is going to make their master, which is Shaitan at the moment in that war, who is the general at the moment, who is the one who is giving all of the orders around the world, and with that three powers who are creating this World War III, that is the Zionists, the Americans, and the ideology of Takfiris. The American foreign policy is not dictated for the peace and the tranquility of the world, but it is an ideology which is based on self-interest. The Zionist approach is also an ideology, and so is the Takfiri approach. And in all of these three powers that are creating the havoc and the oppression that you see around the world, it is based on the fact that there should be control. And whoever does not agree with the ideology of the foreign policy of America, who does not agree with the control machine that America has created all around the world, who does not support the prejudice ideology of the Zionists, and who does not support the ideology of a false government that the Takfiri group wants to have on the face of this earth, which in the name of Islam, when in actuality is oppression and nothing more but serving the two ideologies, we have a responsibility. We all are in this. And one of the soldiers for whom we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His mercy and grace is Sheikh Nimr. The opportunity to be able to be in a place of oppressors, in a government of oppressors, the government which is facilitating the ideology of control, of the ideology of demise of Islam, who want the Islamic values and ideologies to be translated into a way that no human being would say that I want Islam as a way of my life. Those individuals who are standing for that is Sheikh Nimr. And it is the weakness of the government of Ali Saud that they have ordained this execution order. What they tend to not understand is that freedom is something only achieved when you are standing with the truth. What they don't understand is that freedom is only when you submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Freedom is only when your spirit elevates itself to the place where a person says that our blood is a small price to pay in defense of our values. Where a person says that the tyrant dies and his rule is over, the martyr dies and his rule begins. Where the person says, either we live on this land as free men or die and be buried in it as pious men. We have no other choice. These are the words of Sheikh Nimr that he said, and because of these words, the government of Ali Saud that are supporting those individuals around the world who are massacring the individuals that are innocent, that is the threat. The threat is what you see right now. This is a threat to those three powers who are trying to have this World War III with ideology and values. You and I, who want to have freedom in the name of that rule and principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought by 124,000 prophets, we are the threat to them. You and I are the threat. The threat is because of our ideology. The threat is because of our values. And those Muslims who are not here or who are not supporting the ideology of Islam that wants peace and justice for all of the people around the world. Islam wants peace and justice for the Americans. Islam wants peace and justice for the people in Europe. Islam wants peace and justice in North America. It wants peace and justice in all over the world. The innocents, wherever they happen to be, Islam wants them to be free. They want them to be free of those three powers of ideology and values of the Zionists and the foreign policy of America based on control, and the Takfiris that are there to put the human beings in a condition where they do not understand what ideology is. Those Muslims who think that if they were going to stay at home and they're not going to do anything, that they're going to be okay. My brothers and sisters, the time is coming. If you are a Muslim, you're going to be persecuted, prosecuted worse than the animals out there. There was a time in America where dogs and the blacks were not allowed to enter. There was a time in America where the Italians were persecuted worse than animals. There was a time when any minority that happened to have different ideology or values was persecuted worse than animals. This is the time now. This is now the time for Muslims, whatever they happen to be, that this is your time and my time to be prosecuted, persecuted worse than animals. My brothers and sisters, as long as you have the ideology based of freedom by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are going to be prosecuted, you are going to be persecuted. You're going to be put in prisons. You are going to be taken from your homes. Your values and ethics are not going to be protected. We are living in the time where you're going to see this very soon. You will see that we will be maybe standing here protesting for those individuals that maybe are here right now that are going to be in the prisons. The times are rough. The times are going to be tough. The times are going to differentiate the person who stands for ideologies and values versus the person who submits to the ideology and values that are being projected in the World War III that is going on right now. So you and I have a choice. That we take the ambassador of light of Sheikh Nimr. We understand from his personality, he becomes our role model. We listen to his words. We take courage from his courage. And we stand together in a way that we are ready for any sort of pressure and prosecution or persecution that is about to come on us. So just understand that the time in front of you is going to be tougher. For the family of this great scholar, you get being here in the cold weather with your small children, in front of the oppressive regimes, consulate, knowing the environment and the media, how Islamophobia is there, knowing that how Muslims are being labeled as those individuals who are terrorists, those individuals who want destruction for the values and ethics. You have to know this, that we are a family. That Sheikh Nimr is no different than any one of your family members. But he is a family member that we are all proud of. And the reason why we are all proud of is because all of the oppression, all of the pressure and everything else that he was given, still he stood and said that I'm going to say the truth, I'm going to tell what is right, even if it means that I am going to be put to death. That we are proud to have a family member like that, and we give the message to those who are listening to us. The American Council should listen, and if there are people who are recording, they should listen. Not sure if the news media is there, but if they are, they should listen. We are not going to back down by the ideology that is given to us by our prophet and prophets. We're going to stand with the ideology of Jesus Christ. We're going to stand with the ideology of Moses. We're going to stand with the ideology of Abraham. We're going to stand with the ideology of Jacob. We're going to stand with the ideology of the last of the prophets of Islam, as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're going to stand with the ideology of the successors of the prophets, of Imam Ali, till the last Imam of our time, Imam Zaman alayhi salam. So do what you can. If you want, put us in prison. It's okay. It's okay. You want to take us from our homes? It's okay. You want to submit death sentences for us? It's okay. You want to put us in torture chambers? It's okay. Just remember this, that you can do all of that, but there is a day coming. And on that day, justice is going to prevail. The Imam of the time who's listening to me, the Imam of the time who is coming, whom all of you know is going to bring the demise of all of these ideologies and values, you should know that he's listening and he's coming. And we are standing and we will stand. You can do your worst if you want, But this movement is not going to stop. By killing Sheikh Nimr, it is not going to stop. By killing every single person who stands on the ideology of the Prophet, is not going to stop. I tell you this, the last person standing in this world with the ideology of Prophets is going to be a thorn in your back, and that thorn is not going to go away. Your ideologies are going to fall, your values are going to fall, your control is going to fall, and what is going to remain is the purity for all human beings, whether they are black, whether they are yellow, whether whichever creed or nation they belong to. And they all are going to stand on the ideology of Islam and the values of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to be able to go through all of the difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the friends and the followers of the Imam of the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give strength to Sheikh Nimr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give strength to the family of Sheikh Nimr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the courage to face the hard times that are coming in front of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on our ideology, which is the betterment of humanity and justice for everybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the same values and ethics as Sheikh Nimr, so that all of us become Sheikh Nimr and we become a thorn in the back of the oppressors, so that the oppressors keep on trying to take those thorns out, but as soon as they take one thorn out, there's another that is in their back. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take down all of the oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory in this World War III. May the ideology of Allah prevail on the face of this earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy all of the rest of the ideologies. As He has promised, He says, وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لَيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. He's the one who has sent His prophets with guidance, and He's promised that one day will come where this ideology will overpower all the ideologies of the world, even if the people of polytheists do not like this fact. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal-Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Inna al-ladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat. Wa tawasu bil-haq wa tawasu bil-sabr. Allah.